Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Anybody in here depended on Jesus? Totally dependent on Jesus, and there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control, 'cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own.
And stretch you through the word of God, what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on today on our broadcast. Listen, guys, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer, and then we're going to share our scripture, and then we're going to acknowledge those great crunches that are listening in. So let me in our hearts and for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share this gospel of Jesus Christ, God, across the airwaves to those that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray, God, that something will be interjected today that will be a driving force for strength, a driving force for peace, a driving force for wisdom, a driving force for power. God, a driving force, God, to push our people forward in the place where you would desire for them to go. God, we thank you in advance, God. God, for all things being made well. Thank you for the agenda, God, of you being established right now, God. We throw our agenda out of the window. God, we threw our agenda out of the way. God, and we say take free course and free range here on this broadcast, even now. Father, we pray, God, that you will begin to move by your power and by your strength. God, we thank you right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, that we are here, God, to be able to be a sounding board. God, a voice in the wilderness. God, a shift in the atmosphere. God, a change in their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. Let not one heart, one mind that is under the sound of our voice, God, be the same that they came. In Jesus' mighty name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. As always, guys, as always, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those great countries that are listening in. And we want to thank you guys for your continued connecting with us, continuing being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have Canada, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. And we just took on two new countries, ladies and gentlemen, and that is Thailand and Romania. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Thailand. Thank you, Romania, for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection family. We want to say welcome, and we hope that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We hope that the word of God go forth and that you guys are elevated and strengthened by the word that is being shared throughout this airwave and wherever you guys are listening to us at. We pray that this word is established and strengthened in your life and in your hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. And we thank you again. We thank you again. We thank you again. In our scripture for today, you will find us in the book of Proverbs, and it will be the 18th chapter of Proverbs and the 24th verse. Proverbs 18 and 24, and it simply says this: a man that had a friend must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm going to read that again because that blessed me. A man that had a friend must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Father, thank you for the reader, the hearers, and receivers of thy word. We pray that the word has been established in your heart and in your hearing. So listen, guys, we're going to go back into the studio, and we're going to have another quick song. And after we do that, we'll come back, and we will share with you what the Lord has laid on our hearts to share with you. Remember, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor to call in and be a part of today's broadcast. And watch this here. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And when you press 1, that will give you access to us to let us know that you guys want to have prayer, or maybe you just want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to share how the broadcast is blessing you. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and when you press that 1 will give you access to let us know that you guys would like to be a part of today's conversation. Now, remember, again, tell a friend, tell a neighbor to come on in and join us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And that number, again, is 563-999-3628. 995536. I'm sorry. Brain for it, 400. As 563-999-3628. 563-999-3628. And again, press 1. And when you press that 1, that will let us know that you guys want to be a part of the broadcast. You want to hear, we want to hear what you have to say on today. Call for it. Tell the neighbor. Worldwide Gospel Connections on here. We'll be right back. You guys are listening in to our Man Up Monday broadcast, right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
What you gonna do with it?
Ladies and gentlemen, time to
lose. Everybody clap your hands. Yeah. Here we go, but come on. Here we go, but come on. Here we go, but come on.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for your continued support and connecting with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to go ahead on and go forth in the word on today. We want to go ahead and go forth in the word on today. Our focus scripture came from Proverbs 18. And 24. And I believe that that is a amazing way to start this Monday. And Proverbs 24 says that I believe this is the New King James Version, if I'm not mistaken. It is the King James Version. And it says, a man that findeth, a man that hath a friend must first show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A man that hath a friend, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers, and the receivers of your word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. I want to share with you guys on this morning this thing that the Lord had dropped into my heart to share with you all on today. And it simply says this. He simply said this to me. He said, stop making your more than enough. Somebody's not enough. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. Stop making your more than enough. Somebody's not enough. I'm going to say it again because that's driving home for somebody right now. Stop making your more than enough, not enough for someone else. So here we have a passage of scripture that I believe that will illuminate this this topic on today, because I truly believe that as a believer, we must first off understand the fact that God deals with us in many facets. He deals with us in many facets, and one of the places that God deals with us, he deals with us in relationship, because that's who God is. God is not a religion. God is a relationship. If you have come, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Your religious affiliation does not make you who you are. It is the relationship with God that makes you who you are. So when you go to come here, let me bless you. I'm already preaching on you. And when you learn that it's not about who is sitting in the pulpit, it's about the God that sits in the pulpit. Come here. It boils down to the simple fact of this. God is yet in control of every one of your situations, but you have to allow God to be God in every aspect of your life. You got to trust in him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So when you get to this place called friendship, you have to allow God to be the very person that guides you and show you what direction you need to go in. Come here a little bit closer. Let me help you. I'm not going to drive you fast. I'm going to take you slow, because what I want you to do, I want you to leave here with something. You got to understand that no matter how the enemy may be looking, no matter how the enemy may be acting up, no matter how the enemy may have set up traps and snares and did his best to make you fall and stumble, sometimes God deals with us in the relationship. Come here. Sometimes God deals with us in the spoiled places. Come a little bit closer. Let me help you. Let me give you something to work with. God did not allow the situation to happen because he was trying to make God help me right through here, make you lose your conductivity with him. He was trying to show you that even in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain and in the midst of the tears and in the midst of the pain, he is yet still God. But he also wanted you to understand that once he set you in that place, that he wanted you to go through that thing so you can understand that you are already established as more than enough. Yes, you are. Yes, yes, yes. My brother, my sister, my friend, and my homie, listen to me real close. You have already been established to be more than enough. But see, you have people that are going to try to come and establish themselves with you, and they will become what they call spiritual leeches. Oh, God, help me right through here. I was sitting there and I was trying to figure out, why would the Lord give me spiritual leeches? Why would he would tell me about spiritual leeches? Because what I found out is that just because they sit with you don't mean that they are there for you. Bless the name of Jesus. Come here. Let me give you something to work with. I'm going to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Just because they sit at your table don't mean that they come on, preach that day and preach. Just because they sit at that table and they stick their hand in the bowl with you don't always mean they for you. Come here, Judas. Let me help you. I want y'all to meet Brother Judas. Judas, I want you to introduce yourself, and I want you to let the people know who you are and what happened. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for this opportunity to share. Y'all know I ain't got good sense. Y'all just ride with what the program said. Listen to me. Ride with me. Brother Judas, go ahead on and introduce yourself and let the people know who you are. God bless you. Thank you, Apostle Douglas, Chief Apostle, for letting me come and share this morning on the broadcast. I know I'm one of the most hated characters in the Bible, but I appreciate you for allowing me to tell my side of the story. Man of God, you're welcome. Y'all know I ain't got good sense. Just ride with me. Just ride with me. Thank you for allowing me to be able to tell my side of the story, because I believe that my side of the story is one of the most untold portion of it. I believe that people sometimes think because what I did it out of spite, but I also had an assignment. What you say? I had an assignment, Chief Apostle. I had to do it, because if I wouldn't have done what I did, we wouldn't have Jesus. Come here. Let me help you. We wouldn't have the blood. We wouldn't come here. If I wouldn't have sold him out, God, help me right through here. If I wouldn't have sold Jesus out, we wouldn't have a way out. We wouldn't have the unblemished lamb that went to the cross. If I would come here, let me help you and let me give you something to work with. If Judas were the same on the scene, you wouldn't understand why he did what he did. If you can't wrap your mind around it, you'll never understand why people walk out your life if you don't come share and let me help you. If you never understand the story of Judas doing what he did to Jesus, you'll forever be stuck in the place that you're in. Let me show you what I can show you. Okay, brother Judas, I apologize. Please continue. No, you good, Chief. I understand. You was out in the city of your never dying soul. You had to work that soul salvation out. Yes, sir. God bless you, man. Don't continue the story. Listen, so I sold Jesus into slavery, into the And the Pharisees and Sadducees, I sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And I did it out of a place of not understanding who I had in my presence. I did it out of not knowing, Apostle. I did it out of not knowing, man, because I didn't understand what I had in my presence. I did not know that the unblemished lamb was the reason or was the whole gist of what was going on. The unblemished lamb, the lamb of God, the one that that was slain, the one that went on Golgotha's hill, was the exact same one that fed the 5,000. Come here. The exact same one that healed the man, the 10 lepers, the one that healed the blind, the same Jesus that sat up there and converted the woman that was at the well, the same one that woke up the damsel that was come here that was dead, the same one that as he was going to see the damsel, that was a woman with an issue of blood that grabbed a hold to his talit, the same come in the exact same man, the exact same one that was with Jesus, my Jesus. I call him my Jesus, Chief Apostle, because I realize now that I made the mistake. See, this is what I want you to realize. I want you to understand this. I want you to wrap your good mind around this. There are people right now that did to you what they did to you and didn't even realize who you were. So, the scripture says a man that has friends must show himself friendly. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. See, I want you to marinate on this. I want this to marinate on you. I want you to put this on your Rolodex. I want you to put this in the forefront of your mind. I want you to have this to establish something in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. I want you to grab hold to this. I want you to be real understanding, because watch this here. You sometimes expose yourself to people. You let people in because of you see them in a place so where, quote unquote, they look like they need some assistance. They look like they need a helping hand. They look like they need some love. They look like they need some guidance. They look like they need some strength. They look like they need a word, and they look like they need a friend. And so when you connect with them, you attach yourself to them because out of obligation. But can I tell you, sometimes, people of God, connecting with people simply on obligation and not on relationship, you could cause yourself a whole lot of problems. I'm just trying to help you. I want to give you something to work with. Sometimes we establish ourselves with people, and when we establish ourselves with people, what we wind up doing is we wind up putting ourselves in a place to where, watch this. We receive self-inflicted wounds because we allow people to have access that shouldn't have been there in the first place. Oh, God, help me right through here. And because we do that, and when we do that, what we do is this. We wind up missing the whole... God help me right through here. The whole reason for the connection. We wind up missing it simply because of the fact of we look at this person as saying, I'm obligated because, watch this here, we connected some of the connections that took place. Well, shit, Lord, help me right here. Let me help the people today. Let me give them something to work with. You connected with them out of what you could thought or you could have you could have used or you could have established as what you would call a relationship. But in actually what it all it was something that you should have deposited in them and then went on about your business. Come here, let me help you real quick. Let me it should have been a deposit. And come here, God help me. It should have been a deposit, and it shouldn't have been a lifetime assignment. Come here. Sometimes we take on assignments that we don't even supposed to take on. This is why sometimes we get ourselves involved in assignments that were never meant for us to be in. And when we do that, what we do is, people of God, is we watch this real close. Let me let you get your mind wrapped around this thing real good, because what you wind up doing is you wind up missing how, when, where, and why. Yes, those are very important things that you need to know in the building of relationship and the connecting of people, the how, the when, and where, and the why. See, I've been into the security industry for a long time, and being in the security industry for a long time, what it's taught me is it's taught me that one of the most important things when writing a report is you got to give the what, you got to give the who, you got to give the when, and sometimes you got to give a why. I want to bless you with something. Sometimes you don't always know the why, but I remember something that my grandmother said to me some more years ago as I was growing up in this faith. She used to say, we may not understand it now, but you'll understand it better by and by. But sometimes you just got to learn how to let the why be a mystery and let God do the work. Let me say that again, because that helped about 25 of y'all. Let the why be a mystery so God can do the work. Quit trying to put all the two and two together when it comes to people. Just go ahead and let it be a mystery and let God do the work. Because at the end of the day, if you really want to know the truth, can I help you meet the thing that you need to meet? Sometimes God will allow you to go through the storm so he can show you that he's the storm breaker. Come here. Sometimes God allowed you to go in the midst of the fire so he'll let you know that he's your fire retardant. He will reflect the fire off of you. Sometimes he'll let you go into the lion's den so he can prove that he will be the pillow so you can lay down. Sometimes he'll let you go up against Goliath and let you see that even though Goliath is there, he's your five smooth stones. Come on. Oh, Lord. He'll let you go up against an army of people, and he'll let you know that your worship will shift the situation. But what you have to realize is this, that even in the midst of this, you got to learn how to sometimes just release the why and let him be God. So I've been in the industry for a long time. I've been dealing with security for a long time. I've done everything from a desk job to a patrol job. I've done it all. But one of the things that I learned that in establishing the report writing of an incident, you got to give the what, the when, the where, and sometimes the why. The what, the when, the where, and sometimes the why. Let's start with the what. People of God, the what does some things for you. What is the reason for the report? What am I writing this report on? See, sometimes we have to establish a what with a friendship. What are you here for? What are you here for? Are you here to help me or are you here to hinder me? What are you here sure, are you here to give me strength? Or are you here to give me a headache? Are you coming? Are you here coming up? What are you here for? Are you here to give me instructions on my next assignment? Or are you here to keep me from getting to where I need to go? What are you here for? Are you here to let me know that God has set you here to be the thing that I need to push me? Or are you here to be the thing that will wrap around my leg and keep me from moving? Are you here to give me that drive that I need? Or are you here to keep me from making it to where I need to be? What are you here for? And the next one is the win. When are you leaving? See, you have to understand. The win is a very important thing, because you got to know when people assignment and time is up. You got to know. You got to see friendship, relationship, partnership, homeship, whatever, business partners, whatever going on. You got to establish a win, because everybody that comes in your life is not designed to be there forever. They're not designed to be there forever. They don't have a forever. Come on, Lord, help me preach this thing. Then they don't have a forever assignment. Some of them have a seasonal assignment. Some of them are going to be either one of the three of very important. They're going to be either a seasonal, a situational, or a mentor. Yeah, God help me. Let me preach this thing like I know how. See, you have a seasonal person, and with that person being a seasonal person, let me bless you and give you something to work with. Seasonal people, you got to understand, you got to be established in your mind when it comes to seasonal people. You got to be established in your spirit, man, when it comes to seasonal people. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to walk away, and you got to know when to run. Reverend. Kenny Rogers, thank you. I appreciate you, because let me yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes you got to realize, you got to understand, you got to get that there's an established place for folk in your life, and when it's an established place for folk in your life, you have to be very cautious and careful that the people that you have in your life is the person that needs to be in your life. I'm going to say that again. The person that's established in your life, you got to know that that's the person that needs to be in your life, because if that person is not established to be in your life, what you're going to wind up doing is you're going to wind up having that person there, and their season is up, and they still trying to hang on, and they walking around with a winter coat in the summertime, or they walking around in a bathing suit in the wintertime. Come on, let me help you. Or they in springtime got on a winter coat at the top, and they got on blues, they got on shorts at the on the bottom, and it's springtime. You got to realize when people's time is up, because watch this. The worst thing that you can have in your camp is a double-minded man. Sometimes the worst person that you can have in your camp is a double-minded man. Because watch here, a double-minded man, the Bible tells us like this. He said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I love one translation that says it like this. A double-minded man is set in a split position. So in other words, what he's saying is you sit in a split position. You don't know if you are going or if you are coming. The worst person in the world to have on your team is somebody who don't know where they're going. Because what they will wind up doing is they'll wind up poisoning your ship because they don't know where they're going. One of the worst things in the world that you could do is have somebody connected to you that don't know if they are in it to win or they just there for the ride, because longer of a situation like this. You have to understand that they don't even know who they are themselves. How in the world can they help you if they don't know they self? How? Oh, or you won't be here. How much longer? How much longer are you going to be here? How much more time do I got? How much more of my time are you going to take? How much more are you going to come into my life and wreck the very thing that God is doing and establishing in me and for me? How much longer are you going to be here? Because I need to gauge what I need to do based on your next move. Yeah, man. Yeah. See, your win also requires you to have a watchful eye. Who am I helping? Who am I strengthening on today? You got to have a watchful eye. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know who you connected with. You got to know that person, that individual, that one somebody. You got to know that that person is the person that's supposed to be there. Because what you wind up doing, people of God, and I'm just going to be honest with you, you wind up letting people take up your time. And they take up your time and they cause you to miss your next shift because they're out of time. Back in the day, when cars was real easy to work on, before they became this technological nightmare, I call it a technological nightmare because all our shade tree brothers, we can't even get up under and touch them because they got too much. Going on with it. It's too much work. But you know, back in the day, when you would crank the car over, you would figure you had to have the right timing on the timing change. Oh, my grease buckets, y'all understand this. Y'all gonna get this. It had a timing change. And when you crank the car over, you could tell if it was the startup or the timing change. Because if it was a startup, it wouldn't even start. But if it was a timing change, it would click, 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 because what it's trying to do is it's trying to get in sync. God, help me right through here. It's trying to get in sync. And so you hear that click, 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 click. You hear that and you say automatically, it's a timing belt. So what you do is you go inside of the engine and you pull off the cover. And when you pull off the cover, you see the timing change. And you see the timing change is loose. And with the timing chains being loose, what you have to do is you have to get in there and you have to untighten a bolt. And when you untighten, you don't take the bolt off, you just untighten it. And then you usually take a crowbar or what we call a tie, and you pull on it until you get that timing belt set just right. And you feel that connect, you can feel it. You can feel when it's in the right position. And you take your wrist and you tighten that belt down. You tighten that screw back. And that belt, and the more you tighten it up, the more you feel the tie iron move. And the more that tie iron move, the tighter it gets. And then you know that it's in the right timing. And you take the car, and it's no longer click, 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 Watch what you have to realize. You got to set a time for people to exit your life. You got You got to set a time for somebody to leave your life. You can't come here. You can't let them be there 10, 15, 20, 30 years because what they're doing is they're slowing down progress. Father, in the name of Jesus, they're showing up progress. And with this joke of showing up progress, what they do is they keep you from moving into the place that you need to be. He that has friends, show himself friendly. He that has a friend shows himself friendly. You exposed yourself to the wrong people, and what you're exposing yourself to the wrong people, what you've literally done is you let them have a glimpse into a private place, and in this private place, what they have done is they have taken advantage of you. They've taken advantage of you, and you have to establish your when, your what, your when, and your why, your what, your when, and your why, your what, your when, your where, and your how. I forgot to throw the how in there. Sometimes people of God. We are in a place sometimes. Because of the simple fact of our how is we have to learn. Like we got to look at how did we get here. Come here, man that has the legion in you. I want you to come up to the stage and I want you to share with the people. Y'all know I ain't got good sense. Y'all just ride with me and let me talk to y'all for a minute. Brother, go ahead on and introduce yourself. I blessings to you, Chief Apostle. Thank you for the time, for the opportunity to come and to share with the people. But yes, I am the man that had the legion. And what I want to share with you all on today is sometimes you when you have unresolved issues, they become spirits. When you have unresolved issues, they become spirits, and when they become spirits, people of God, what they wind up doing is they wind up housing in a place that they should have never been in. They wind up housing in a place that they should have never had set up camp in, and because we have these unresolved issues, they become spirits. And instead of us dealing with them, we take them and we press them down. And so often we press them down so to the point to where we forget about them. And when we forget about them, we press them down so to the point to where when we press these things down in us, what we wind up doing is we wind up literally having them to the back of our mind, and here comes along another one, and a sister and a brother one. y'all don't get me. And truth be told, sometimes the ones that we have were birth children. Come here, your anxiety will birth depression. Your depression will birth oppression, and your oppression will birth God help me right through here. Your oppression will birth low self esteem, and your low self esteem will birth establish in you a less confidence. And when you have less confidence, that's established in you. Now people can come in and they can take advantage of you even the more, because what you've done is you allowed yourself to be in a place to where doors that was open that shouldn't have been open are open, and the thing that you are dealing with now is nothing more than the birthing of something. God dang it, the birthing of a place that you yourself should have walked away from a long time ago, but because you wanted to be the best friend in the situation, you wanted to be You wanted to be the listening ear. And instead of you just being a listening ear, you took that thing to heart. And now you have established your place in a place to where you for sure enough messed up. You tore up from the floor because you're tearing other people. We call it in the church, we call it a generational curse. But can I be honest with you? All it is a spirit. It's not a curse. It's a spirit. It's something that was how do you think our children wind up acting like we act because we never dealt with the generational curse? How do you think that you act like the people that's in your family? You drink, you smoke, you some of y'all used to deal with drugs, some of y'all used to deal with pornography, some of y'all used to deal with being a homemonger, some of y'all used to deal with lesbianism, homosexuality. Some of y'all used to be all of that. You do know that's a generational curse that was never dealt with in our past. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to give you something to work with. I'm trying to show you that even though your condition may not be the condition that you want it to be, God is not only just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. But we got to learn how to trust him in the processing of the process. I won't say that again because that helped about 20 of y'all. You got to trust God in the processing of the process. It's not the process that hurts so bad. It's the processing that hurts so bad. But truth be told, if you really want to know the truth about processing, the processing helps you get to the process. But watch this here. You have to learn how to be still in the processing. See, I got this revelation some years ago that if I want God to take it out of me, it's got to hurt. If I want God to remove this thing, it's got to be uncomfortable. If I want God to transform me, I got to tell God, God, I'm willing to let you do what you got to do. And in that, it hurts because it forces you, come here, let me show you something. It forces you to deal with people and places that you still hold on to still to this day. Now let me help you real quick. Sometimes we hold on to it and we're not and we don't even realize we're holding on to it. That's good stuff like that, Reverend. That's good stuff, Reverend. You helping me right down. Watch this. Sometimes we hold on to stuff. Not intentionally. But because we have been so used to it being the norm. Boy, you preaching like you know what you're preaching about. It's the norm. It's what we have established. And see, can I be honest with you? We have got the norm that we have gotten used to is not a bad thing. Breathe, baby, breathe. It's okay. The norm that you used to is not a bad thing. Because watch this. You never knew that you needed a shift if you didn't get normal in it. If you never got comfortable in it, you never knew that you needed to shift. See, your norm is designed for you to grow. Oh, that part. I got used to it, and that's how I started to grow, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. There are things that used to run me hot years ago that cannot do it today. Now, there are some things that still kind of bother me, but watch this here. I'm learning how to cope with them, and I'm learning how not to let that be my normal. I'm learning, watch what I'm learning. I'm learning how to let my situation be the very thing that God uses to prove me with. Now prove me here with, said the Lord of hosts. Shall I not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have room enough not to receive? Y'all think that that scripture is about money. Sometimes that scripture is about letting God prove himself to you and opening up the windows of heaven and pouring you out knowledge, pouring you out understanding, pouring you out peace. See, y'all got to read the Bible for more than just money. Cars, cribs, and cash. You got to learn how to read the Bible for more. Come here. You got to learn how to read the Bible for more than just it being a monetary situation. See, sometimes God will open up the windows of heaven and pull you out knowledge that you don't have room enough to receive. Sometimes God will pull you out understanding that you don't have enough room enough to receive. The blessing is not always attached to a dollar sign. Sometimes you showing out today. The blessing is not always attached to a financial shift. Sometimes the blessing is attached to me learning how to be able to keep my mouth shut. Because if I keep talking, I'm going to jail. If I keep talking, I'm gonna wind up popping them in the mouth, and then I'm gonna wind up doing. I'm gonna be big poopy cell block buddy. Sometimes we have to learn how to establish a place of silence to allow God to work out what He needs to work out, what He needs to work in us. That is our how. That is our how. Now watch this. This is the last passage of the scripture. Last passage of the scripture says this. Last passage of the scripture says this. It says, and therein is a friend that sticketh closer than therein is a friend. That stick it closer than a brother. Therein is a friend. That stick it closer than. Therein is a friend. That stick it closer. Therein is a friend. That stick it closer. A brother. Therein is a friend. That stick it closer. Therein is a friend. Let's take it closer than a brother. Why do you say this so many times? Because I want you to get the picture. There in where? In the idea that I'm not using you. And I sure don't want you to use me. And the fact that I'm here for you and I want you to be here for me. In good, bad, ugly, and in between, I'm here. In good, bad, and ugly, and in between, you need to be here. Up times, down times, and in between times, I need you to be here. If I'm suffering in it, I need to know that if I'm suffering in it, you got your hand in my back telling me I'm going to be okay. If it's painful for me, if it's uncomfortable for me, if it's hurting me, if it's giving me all these other things that I got going on, it's giving me these kind of vibes. I need you. What I need from you, my homie. What I need, come here, let me bless you to your best place, push you to your perfect job, get to your destiny, hop in the escalator, chunk the deuce, let's roll out. What I need you to do is I need you to reciprocate that I'm giving to you. Not only do I need to hear it, but I need to see it. I'm going to say it again. Not only do I need to hear it, I need to see it. I'm going to say it again. Not only do I need to hear it, I need to see it. It has to be evident to me. It has to be evident to you. It has to be therein that you sure. Are you in or are you out? Are you with me or are you against me? Now let me help you with a friendship. A friendship is not going to co-sign on your BS. Your biblical stupidity. He's not going to co-sign on your biblical stupidity. He's not going to co-sign on your BS. Stop letting people co-sign on your biblical stupidity. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you need help, you need help. If you need strength, you need strength. If you need somebody to pray you out of it, tell them, I need you to pray me through this because right now I'm not strong enough to do it by myself. Stop letting people make you the scapegoat to their condition. Amen, Brother Lights, Brother Wall, Sister Pew, Sister Couch, Sister Potato Salad. Thank y'all for y'all, amen, because I ain't here from nobody else. A good friend, and I'm closing. I promise you I'm closing. A good friend will call you out on your BS, your biblical stupidity. You're wrong. You're wrong, and you know you're wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you know you're wrong, you're wrong, and you know you're wrong. Take accountability for your mistakes. Hey, man, I messed that one up. My bad, bro. Y'all forgive me. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for not letting me be stupid in this. Just shout amen. If you don't shout amen, I know that gets you. Shout amen. Just listen. Shout amen. Our concept, people of God, and I'm closing with prayer. Our concept of friendship needs to be established and rooted in the fact that friendship is accountability. Greater love has no love than this. The man lie down his life for a friend. Greater love has no man than this, that he lie his life down for. I'm not comfortable with laying my life down for people who are not willing to lay their life down for me. Father, we thank you for the word. We pray that something was said or done on today that was a strength, a healing, a deliverance, a power, a grace, a shift, a transition, a happen chance, God, that they stopped by and his word found them and gave them life. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we want to extend to you, those of you that are under the sound of our voice on today, we want to give to you an opportunity, a chance to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you do not have him, those of you all that are listening in those other countries, those that are listening right here in the United States, and you don't know him for yourself as the Lord and Savior, he wants to be a friend to you. Let's stick it closer than a brother. He wants to be the one that be a friend that he will lie his life down for you. The Lord Jesus desires to be connected with you in a way that only he knows how. He will find you in the place that you're in, check you when you need to be checked, and strengthen you when you need to be strengthened. And watch this here. He will call you out on your BS, your biblical stupidity. I want to pray a read of scripture to you, and then we're going to pray a prayer, and I just want you to receive him. Those of you that's under the sound of our voices on today, and you would like to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When I read that scripture again in the prayer, I want you to just say, Lord, here I am. Take me. Use me for your service. And that'll be it. That'll be it. And it's not complicated. It's not difficult. You want to start on your way, we're going to give you three good keys. That's going to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. We want those things to be established in your life. We want to give you that understanding and then that God is able to do what he says he's going to do for your life. You just got to trust him. Amen? That scripture that we're going to read is Romans 10 and 9. It simply says, simply this. It's not complicated nor complex. It simply says this in Romans 10 and 9. It says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. It is not complex. It's not difficult. It's just, all it is just the establishing of the word of God, establishing of his power, establishing of his grace, establishing of his mercy, establishing of his will being made manifest in your life. Not at all. I know. But watch what he wants you to do. He wants you to understand that in that time and in that moment, in that hour, place, he wants you to understand. He wants you to know. In the knowing of your knowing of your knowing of your knowing of who he is, he wants you to know that all things do work for your good, but you got to trust him in it. You got to release the thing that you're holding on to, so you can get to him. Lend me your hearts as we pray. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. Father, we pray, God, that you will move by your power and by your strength. Meet them in that place that they're in. Give them and establish them, God, in every way. God, that they need to have, God, to move forward in who you are in them. God, establish strength and power, grace and mercy, wisdom and understanding. That all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Your purpose has life. Your purpose has power. Your purpose has wisdom. And for that, God, we give you praise. For that, we give you glory. For that, we give you honor. We ask that you have your way. Make it known unto the people that all things are working for their good and cannot be otherwise. Romans 10 and 9 says this is your opportunity that they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you died and was raised from the dead. You will save them. Thank you now, Father, for putting them in a safe place, establishing in them peace, establishing in them joy, establishing in them strength to continue to fight the good fight of faith and not allowing them to be bound by fear, bound by tradition, bound by the things that they're experiencing. Let us now, God, be the will, the way, and the word, and move now in their life, and that they see you for who you are, and that is their Lord and their Savior, Jesus Christ. And in that great name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Listen, we thank you for continuing to support the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you for your love, your prayers, your words of encouragement, the words of strength that we receive. And we know we're doing something right. We know we're doing something right because if we were doing something right, you guys wouldn't continue to connect with us. So we want to say thank you for your continued love and guidance and peace that you have established for and with us. One of our prayers is that God will sincerely do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life and in your life, and establish a shift to take place, and do what he does best, and that is be our constant God. Amen. So thank you for establishing that with us and establishing that in that place with us. And we want to say thank you. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Now, those of you all who would like to sow on today, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal. And you can connect with us by sending your seed to simply WGC for the Cash App is WGC 2020. That's $ WGC 2020. Or you can go to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. Or you can go to paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. You can go to any one of those places and sow a seed. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, we'll be grateful. And we will lay hands on that seed and we'll pray over that seed and ask God to shift in that matter. Amen? Amen. So we look forward to you guys connecting with us and being a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We ask that you would be so gracious as to continue to pray with us and pray for us as we go into this venture. Our goal and our desire is to make this thing grow. And so we need that. We need your help. We need your help with that. And that help is simply by a word of mouth. Call a friend. Tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air throughout the week. And we're fixing to institute some more programming so you guys can get a little bit more familiar with what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we're just grateful. We're just thankful. We're just happy and glad that you guys will connect with us and do this great thing of connecting and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so much. We appreciate you. And we know that you are praying for us because we feel your prayers. We trust your prayers. We believe your prayers are moving by the power, by God's power and by his strength. So we love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. We look forward to you guys connecting with us again. Remember, this coming Thursday will be Women's Day Thursday. Chief Apostle Kashima will be on live with one of her guests that will be on. I'm telling you, they have been some fantastic guests that have been coming on Women's Day Thursday. So please make it your business. Make it your business. Make it your business to connect with her on those Women's Day Thursdays. And just connect with them and talk with them. Pray. They have some fantastic prayer warriors that come on that will intercede for you and pray for you. Make sure that you connect with her on Thursdays for their Women's Day Thursday program, programming session for Women's Day Thursday. And remember that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask to think. And he is God and he is God all by himself. Amen. So remember to just continue to connect, continue to stay focused, to stay with us, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. God is a good God, and he is greatly to be praised. So you guys continue to support and connect with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to share that number. Get that number out. Share that number. It's 563-999-3628. And tell them to press the one. And when that person is the one, they can get prayer. They can receive prayer. They get, if they want to share their testimony, they're more than welcome. If they want to tell how the broadcast has blessed them, we'll be glad to listen in and have them to come on and to share that. Amen. So God bless you. We look forward to you guys connecting with us again. You guys have a fantastic day. And remember, we love you, and there ain't nothing that you can do about it.
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for him, according to the power that worketh in up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, he's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all, I need y'all to help me sing. God is able to do.
to give up. Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when he won't give up on you. He's able. If you know he's able tonight, give him a praise.